of life are complicated. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم فشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أو كما قال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته May Allah peace and blessing and mercy upon us all. Ameen. To all the brothers and sisters, once again, we are here to share with you important message, the message about cause of destruction. Now, none of us want to destroy ourselves. No builder or contractor want to destroy or demolish his own building and his own project. Allah, who have created us in the best shape, do not want to destroy us. That's why He wants to save us by sending down the divine guidance, the Quran, to guide us, and appointed a human, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to guide us, to explain to us how to save our soul in this world and also hereafter, and how to save others, and how to protect ourselves not to be destroyed by others, or self-destruction, or cause destruction to others. You know what is destruction? It's something that is very bad. Bad for you, bad for others. Now the Prophet ﷺ gives him some explanation. He tried to remind us about, number one, it's a hadith from Tabarani, ثَلَاثَةٌ مُحْلِكَةٌ. The Prophet said, there are three group of people in my ummah that will destroy. They will destroy by Allah, and they will destroy themselves, of course. Who will destroy themselves? The first, shuhun muta. The first group is a person who are ignorant, but they are so proud and so obedient to their ignorance, meaning they are not prepared to change. They don't want to listen from other people. They are so stubborn. They hold on to their own ignorance. Now, if you are so obedient to your ignorance, you are going to destroy yourself. You cannot change anymore. You don't care what people is trying to tell you, the ayat that people show you, the hadith that people show you, just don't care. He said, no. I'm happy of what I've been doing. I know what I'm doing. Even if it's against the Quran and the Sunnah, you are not prepared to change because you are so stubborn, so obedient to your own jahil. And that is your enemy. Our first enemy is our own ignorance. That's why Islam always come us to enlighten us to have knowledge. That's why the first verse of the Quran is talking about knowledge. Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. All is about knowledge. Read. Read what? Read Allah's word. Read the saying of the Prophet ﷺ. This is very important. Now, there's number one. If you are obedient to your own ignorance, stubborn, then you are going to destroy your own self. Number two, the Prophet said, is وَحَوَى مُتَّبِعَ. The person that is going to destroy themselves is the person who always like to follow their own desire. Whatever their desire want them to do, they'll just do it. Even if it's against Allah's command and the teaching of the Prophet, they don't care. They don't care about halal and haram. As long as this is what they like, they just carry on doing it. Now, whoever follow their desire, at the end of the day, they are going to destroy themselves. See what happened to a lot of people today. The drug addict, alcoholic, gambling, everybody who involved in all this haram thing, they're destroying themselves, destroying their family. Drug, smoking, all you know that is bad. And Allah has said, وَلَا تُلْكُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى تَحْلُكَ. You're not supposed to destroy yourself, because we is being created by Allah for a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah do not create us except us and the jinn except to worship Him. أَحَفَاسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَسًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said, do you think that I created all of you without a purpose? At the end of the day, we are going to die, and to Allah we are going to return. Allah never created anything without a purpose. And He created us as the best creation of Allah. The best creation. Not only being a human, but we are the best creation. And that's why He wants us to eat the best food, halal food, good food, halal and ta'iba. Dress all that is good. Everything He wants us to do the best, because we are the best creation of Allah. That's why you cannot get involved in something that will destroy your health. That's why all the scholars have said that smoking is haram, because it will destroy your health. It can also destroy your wife, your children, the third party. Drug, of course, is haram. Drinking is haram. Why? It intoxicates you. Now, if you follow your desire, you do what you want to like do. At the end of the day, you're going to suffer. But when you suffer, your family will suffer too. This is very important for us to understand, that we are not supposed to be obedient or to be a faithful follower to our desire. That's why the Prophet said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تابعا لما جئت به. None of you can be a true believer until you know how to control your desire, so that your desire follow the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Example, like what I've said earlier, people like to do some kind of ibadah. It's good. But if you do the ibadah, not following the way of the Prophet, follow your own desire, the ibadah is not going to be accepted. And then you waste your time. And sometimes if you believe that what you do is right when it's not right, and you're promoting it again, you are astray, and you are turning, leading other people to go astray. And you must remember, brother and sister, every bid'ah, if you uphold one bid'ah, you are going to destroy one sunnah. You can see today how many people know what is the sunnah of the Prophet. They know what we are doing, what our tradition wants us to do, what our culture wants us to do, but what the Prophet wants us to do, no one knows. We are destroying all the teaching of Islam. We are destroying ourselves. Islam is here to save us. Islam is here to protect us. So please, brother and sister, don't be obedient to your desire. Control our desire to obey Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, you save yourself, you can save your family. And third, the Prophet said, "Wa ijja'u mar'u bi nafsi." A person who like to be praised, a person who always like to be honored, to be respected, that means he is a person. We are worried that at the end of the day, whatever he do, he is not doing to please Allah anymore. He is doing for the sake of a fame. He like to be known to the public. He like people to talk good about him. He is not doing for the sake of Allah anymore. When people praise you, oh, you feel so good. You forget to say, all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the danger of people keep on praising you, at the end of the day, the riya will come in, will creep inside your heart. From ikhlas, you're having this feeling of riya, showing off. People of knowledge also can destroy themselves with their knowledge. People of wealth can destroy themselves with their wealth. So you must make sure that whatever Allah gives us, we are going to make use, yeah, to safeguard ourselves for Allah, cause for Allah's sake. Then inshallah, we can save ourselves from destruction. What other cause of destruction that is happening today? Allah said to us, "Zahra fasad fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas." The destruction on the earth, on the land, and on sea is not because Allah. Of course, Allah have all the power to say kun fayakun, but He have created everything for us to serve us. But we are misusing Allah's creation. We are destroying our environment. That's why Allah said, the cause of destruction on land and on sea is because of human hand. We are too greedy. We forget about the environment. We just want to be rich and we forget about how to protect the environment to make sure that we become like the bees. You know the bees? Wherever he landed on a flower, yeah, to get his recipe from the nectar, he never destroyed the flower. He never destroyed the tree. We should be like a bee. Very constructive, very positive. We are not destructive. But today, a lot of people, when they talk about development, they don't care about other things. They just think of development. They forget that developments need, you know, to be monitored, to be balanced. When you talk about development in Islam, is physical development, mental development, and also spiritual development. That means it is a balanced development. Not just physical development, high-rise building, all the huge, mega building and project, and you forget about human development, about mental development and spiritual development. At the end of the day, we are the one who's going to destroy all these things that we have built. So it's very important, fellow brother and sister, to try to safeguard, to be a savior, not to be a destructor. Inshallah, after a short break, we'll come back again, yeah, to share with you the important, yeah, to be the savior, not to be the destructor. Wabillahi taufiq wa akhir da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Do you know what is sincere? Alhamdulillah. So we are back again after the short break. I'm your brother in Islam, Hussein Yi bin Abdullah from Malaysia. Now, brother and sister, inshallah, we try our best to cover the topic about causes of destruction. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to stop all the causes of destruction on ourselves, our family, and our community or the society at whole. Now, alhamdulillah, we are lucky because we have Allah to guide us, to show us the way how to overcome all problems that we encounter in this world. Even Allah have reminded us, "Zahra fasad fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas." The cause of destruction on the land, on the sea, is because of human hand. It's because of our greediness. It's because we have forget about the right of others, the right of the environment. We just think of ourselves, then we cause a lot of destruction. Now, the first thing that I want to remind myself and all of you over there is, first, save yourself from destruction by following what Allah wants you to do and stay away from it. Because Allah loves us more than we love ourselves. That's why He wants us to do all the right thing. He wants us to eat the halal thing. Not only halal, but Allah said, halalan tayyiba, good food. Because halal food sometimes maybe is not good for you. So you must make sure that you have all the good for your own body so that you don't destroy your body. Your mind also need the right knowledge so you don't corrupt your mind with a lot of negative feeling, thoughts, because of the wrong information that you have. This is also very important. Don't let anybody destroy your mind. Your spirit, your soul need the right guidance. You cannot save your soul or all the deeds that you engage in by staying away from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet has said that if you hold on to the Kitab Allah or Sunnah to Rasul, nobody can mislead you. Nobody can destroy you. you are sure to be saved until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember what Allah has said in the Quran. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah said, whoever want to return to Allah in a stage that Allah is pleased with you, you want to meet Allah, of course, sooner or later we are going to meet our Lord Allah, the Creator. And we want Allah to be happy with us, and Allah will be happy with us if we do what Allah wants us to do. That's why Allah said, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. You must engage yourself in all the righteous deeds. Not just a deed, but righteous deed. To show us that Allah is very selective. If not, whatever you do can destroy you. Whatever deeds, ibadah, mahdah you engage in, if not from the sunnah, is going to be rejected in a waste of time, waste of energy. And then Allah, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Make sure that whatever we do not allow the feeling of riya come into our heart that can destroy all our amal again. Because the Prophet has said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَلُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. All this is based on your intention. If your intention purely for Allah, inshallah, Allah is going to accept it. But if you do not do it purely for Allah, is what the Prophet ﷺ remind us about thalathatun muhlikat, three group of people will be destroyed. And the last group was ijabul mar'u, ijabul mar'u bi nafsi. A person who do something because he want to be praised by other people, not because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He want to show it to other people, not because he want to do it to show it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah don't like any of his servant do something that Allah wants you to do, but in the same time, your intention is not purely for Him. Now, after you have saved yourself, save your family from this destruction. How to save your family from destruction? Don't allow them to do anything that is haram, that Allah forbid. Because if you allow that to happen, they are going to destroy themselves. Don't allow them to get involved in activities that is haram. They are going to destroy themselves. This is very important. That's why Allah said destruction is because of our own hand. Not say Allah don't give us the authority. Don't say Allah don't give us the knowledge and don't give us the wealth. He gives us everything. He provides almost everything. But we misuse everything. We don't use it to please Allah. Think that you are not supposed to eat. You consume it. You destroy yourself. So the best way to save ourselves and our family, our society from destruction is by going back to the divine guidance of Allah, the Quran's teaching, and the teaching of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, like what the companion, the early missionary have done. Why Allah give them victory after victory? Why Allah bless them? Why Allah is pleased with the people before us? Khususan the Sahaba. Who is the Sahaba that Allah referred to? The Sabiqun al-Awwalun. People who are more early than us who become Muslim. Who are they? Allah make it very clear so that we do not misinterpret and just say anybody. Allah said, Al-Muhajirun wal-Ansar. The people of Mecca, the first people who become Muslim are the people of Mecca. Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, Ali. They are the first people who become Islam. And وَالْأَنْصَارِ and the people in Medina. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ and whoever follow them. InshaAllah, Allah will be very pleased with us. But if you don't follow them, you still want to follow your way, your desire, like the Prophet has said, ثَلَاثَةُ مُحْلِكَاتُ. Remember the hadith I quoted earlier. And one of that is وَحَوَى مُتَّبِعِ. People that will fall into destruction, they will destroy themselves if they still keep on following their own desire. We have been very destructive lately by not following Allah's command and the teaching of the Prophet. Because we thought we know better. We know what is good for us. But why you think that you know what is good for you? Forget that Allah, the Creator, He knows more than you. Huwa alimun. He knows everything. He sees everything.
He sees the inside and outside of us. We do not know about our future. We don't even know about our tomorrow. But Allah has known everything. So it's very important for us to make sure that we believe in Allah and do what Allah wants you to do, because Allah loves you. That's why He come out, He sent a divine guidance, He appoint a prophet to really teach us, so that we are not turned astray, that we are not doing something to destroy our iman, destroy our ibadah, destroy ourselves, destroy our family, and also the society. Islam is a very constructive religion. A religion that Allah wants us to save ourselves from hellfire, our family, and also mankind as a whole. So who can save us now, brother and sister? None can save us from all the destruction that is going on. So make sure to, from today onwards, get close to the Quran. Read the Quran. We have been reading the Quran, but without understanding. That's why the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad, once upon a time, was so great. Because they followed the Quran. We are reading the Quran, but not following the Quran. There's a difference. The difference between this Ummah and the Ummah, the generation before us. They have the same book like us. Why they are so safe, so powerful, so constructive, well respected, is because they do not only read the book of Allah, they act upon the book of Allah. How do they act upon the book of Allah? Because they understand. They read with understanding. We read, but we don't understand. How about the book of Allah? Well, how many Muslims is reading the book of the saying of the Prophet? Very few. I'm very sad to say that wherever I go, when I ask some Muslim, do you believe in Allah? Yes. I read the Quran? Yes. Do you understand? No. But at least you read the Quran, and at least you memorize the word of Allah. Alhamdulillah. That's why you can pray, you can recite Fatiha, you memorize Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Qul huwa Allah, Qul a'udhu bi falaq, all the short surah. At least few surah you remember. Do you love the Prophet? Yes, I love Prophet Muhammad. I always make salawat on him. But do you read his saying? Yes, I read some of that. Have you memorized one of his saying? Astaghfirullah, brother and sister. We claim that we love Allah, we love Prophet Muhammad. Fair enough, we have memorized some ayat of the Quran, but we don't even memorize one saying of Prophet Muhammad, who we love so much. So may Allah help us, brother and sister. Please come back to the guidance of the Quran and Sunnah and follow the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Inshallah, Allah will promise us victory in this world, and also success in the hereafter. And let us end by saying, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabanna. O Allah, give us success, victory in this world, and success and victory in the hereafter, and save us from all the cause of destruction in this world and the hereafter. Amin ya rabbal alamin, wa bilahi tawfiqi wa akhir da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.